What's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Yo, today, man, I just finished watching Drink Champs with Nori and AZ, and it got me to thinking about, like, AZ as a rapper and who he was when it came to, like, the industry and how dope of a rapper he was, and also, like, why he never got, like, his due respect throughout the years. Like, we all know he's one of the most lyricist rappers of all time. I always say AZ is the War Machine and Nas is Iron Man. Like, they were so equivalent as rappers. And AZ, with just his introduction verse coming in the game, "When that life's a bitch," saying, "Visualizing the realness and life when actuality, fuck the status, a person's status depends on salary." That was like one of the hardest lines, right? And then I got to thinking, like, yo, how many rappers that have came through the years that never got the respect due based on the fact that they never wanted all the limelight and shine, like AZ was saying on the Drink Champs episode? And I made like a little mental list of like breaking down these artists, and check out, I'm gonna have another one of the top 10 lists basically off this podcast. But I decided to just do a conversation around it. In this podcast, we're just going to be breaking down, like, the most underrated but respected rappers in the game, man. Like, and this is coming from lots of different areas. You can just think of lots of rappers that we could just come up with names. But one of the first names that came to my mind, that's why I did this podcast, was AZ. And who AZ was, man. Yo, AZ's coming from East New York. Rhyming, we went to high school with Hove, was in the same time of rappers like Big and Busta in the same area. Rhyming, coming out of that whole East New York sound, that Brooklyn sound, and he had this stylish flow, man. That Do or Die album, one of the hardest albums. Definitely check out Rather Unique, one of my favorite rap songs by AZ. When he's sitting down and just talking about, you know, just sitting there and saying, like, "My style is laid back, sort of like a recliner at Sensi Mana. I've been smoking marijuana." Like, he's saying lines like that, and he is just giving you this flow. Like, and one of the things he said was, like, Sugar Hill was never supposed to even be a hit single. And he hated this song, but he know he had to make music for the ladies. That's why he made that track. But he knew that if he still kept that cool, low-key, stylish flow, a lot of people with us, the fellas would have liked it. And you had the R&B side for the women, always getting back to how back in the day the women were always doing the R&B and the men were doing the rap. And AZ, man, one of the coolest, low-key, most consistent lyricists of all times, man. He definitely had to be on my list for one of the most underrated rappers of all time. Another artist I was coming to mind when I was thinking about this. Now, mind you, if y'all listening to this podcast, don't hold me to it. I'm making these. These coming off top, bruh. I ain't writing nothing down. Like, I'm doing it one take, Hove, like Jay-Z be saying, right? This one take. So, I'm just thinking of names that come to mind. And one of them would be Immortal Technique, yo. Immortal Technique, man. One of the hardest rapping, lyrical, craziness rappers of all time. This dude got some of the craziest storytelling tracks. He has a song, "Dance with the Devil." I have a podcast, one of the most creative songs of all times, and storytelling. He made both those lists. And Immortal Technique, man, coming out, I think he's either the Bronx or Brooklyn. He's coming out. And he actually, the first time I ever seen him was, crazy enough, was he was on 106 in Park with Freestyle Friday. And then that's when I got into listening to this dude. And lyrical, this, nobody's fucking with this motherfucker. Like, this thing is so nice with the lyrics. He's one of the toughest rappers out. Never got the respect due, but definitely is one of those artists that is always respected, but always overlooked and underrated based off of not going pop and mainstream. So Immortal Technique, definitely taking that list as another artist, most underrated but respected rappers in the game. Another rapper that comes to mind when I'm thinking of this list It's your boy coming from the one and only Roots crew. Man, the Roots, bro, will put some of the hardest music out. Never really respected verily, but never really very underrated. They just, because when we think about the Roots, we only think about Questlove, but the rapper of the Roots, Black Thought, has always been top notch. And there's a lot of people that arguably might say he's one of the most lyrical rappers of all time. And this dude has put out tracks after tracks, always making songs, very well respected but very underrated. When you listen to most Black Thought's music, you just know, like, yo, this dude can really put out tracks. And his music, everything from the album with their first album, When All Things Fall Down, like, to even like other tracks that he came out with throughout the years, that it just shows you how dope of a rapper he is. Anytime I've ever heard Black Thought on a track, you got to the point with knowing that you're not gonna miss out on some of the best rap that you would ever hear, man. He's lyrically not to be fucked with. So he definitely had to make the list as one of the greatest underrated but highly respected rappers in the game. Another artist that I had to put on this list, man, as I was thinking about it, and I said, yo, this artist puts out so much music and takes forever to put out albums, but you put him on a track with anybody, they shut down that track, but he never sells. And that artist had to be none other than your boy J Electronica. Yo, J Electronica put out so many albums that never even touched, heard anything from it, but he didn't get the respect. He gets the respect due, but he's highly underrated because he doesn't make those pop songs that's gonna go through that people will hear. It's some of the best music that, if you wanna go check out some J Electronica tracks, definitely go listen to Spotless Mind and Eternal Sunshine, which he based off the movie. You gotta listen to the Exhibit C, man. That's one of the hardest tracks. That was the one when a lot of people first heard it. One of the best freestyles he has is a track that he has with Hov, where he's rapping on a Mama We Made It Drake sample, or the Soulja Boy sample. I don't know who sampled it first, but J Electronica and Hov definitely bodied it, and that can show you that the understanding of who he is as an artist when you go listen to that track. So he's definitely on my list as one of the most highly respected but highly underrated rappers in the game. Another artist that I definitely had to put on this list, lyrical assassin himself, is your boy Papoose. Man, Papoose, whatever people say about Papoose, maybe he can't make a song with him, but that dude can rap, yo. And he's so nice when it comes to the bar game. Man, he's definitely one of those artists that has always been underrated, highly respected when it came to the bar game. And he was definitely somebody I had to put on my list. And it's just because people don't give him the respect due, because it's just how lyrically monster he is. You can listen to any of his mixtapes, from the tracks he had around Alphabetical Slaughter, Number Slaughter, right? He has all the tracks where he's breaking down Law Library, where he's Menace Society Part 2. This dude is creative as fuck. So definitely get a chance, listen to Papoose, one of the most creative rappers when it comes to this bar game, and is definitely highly underrated. Another artist that I'm going from top, so they're coming to mind as I'm doing, but my man Jonah Lucas, man. Jonah Lucas, to me, is one of the best storytellers of all time. This dude can get on the track and write and put some bars together, and everybody will respect what he says, because every lyric that he's put out is definitely something that you gotta understand how much of a storyteller and lyrical assassin this dude is. He actually has a track out where he's rapping. It's called Backwards, man. I have a creative album with songs all the time, and he's on that track breaking down the words. Like, he's basically telling the story from the backwards to the front, and he's one of the most, in my opinion, highly respected but highly underrated rappers coming out of that Boston area. He's a new artist, so you definitely get a chance to go check him out. I know a lot of times people think I'm very biased to the East Coast music, but there's some South rappers that definitely gotta make this list. And one of the groups I'm thinking of when it carefully came to mind that was very bar heavy, lyrical assassins, but never really get the respect, is a group that comes out of the Detroit sound, and none other than your boy Slum Village, man, and especially Eliza from Slum Village. This group, Eliza especially, is one of the most highly lyrical rappers, man. When you get a chance, check out anything he puts out, because when you listen to this rapper go, he definitely got bars for everybody to tie to. Coming out of that sound, when it comes from the Detroit sound, when you listen to artists that come out of that sound, especially artists like your boy, J Dilla, making these sounds for Slum Village, it was one of those groups that everybody, if you really get a chance, you gotta listen to. So definitely gotta check the chance out and listen to what Slum Village does. And you know, this other artist, I'm going through it right now, mental Rolodex, thinking of these artists that definitely highly rated, highly respected, but very underrated. Another artist that comes to mind is coming out of the South, and this group is Feel Mob. Yo, this group right here, you get a chair, and I know nobody's seen that coming, but they're one of those rap groups that made one song and never really got like the respect due. But do you go listen to their catalog, you like, yo, these cats can really rap. So definitely you get a chance, go listen to some Feel Mob stuff. It's definitely you'll like listening to it. Gonna move over to the West Coast. Let me think of any West Coast artists that definitely has put out music since the dawn of time but doesn't get the respect. And some artists, man, they can go through the Bay Area with Hieroglyphics, or with the Far Side. But when I'm thinking about it, an artist that doesn't really get the respect that is due but is highly lyrical is none other than your boy Absol, man. Absol coming out of that hippie movement, and he's always been one of those artists that when you listen to his music, it's been the one artist out of that group that you never heard of, you don't hear a lot about, right? You get the Schoolboy Q, you get the Kendricks, you even get the J Rocks. But when it comes to Absol, his last album was tough, and you just listen to the music that he puts out, man. Absol is definitely one of those artists I had to put on lists as highly rated, respected but highly underrated artists. Another artist that's definitely coming to mind when I'm thinking about it, and I'm moving more to the newer artists now, is none other than your boy Saha the Prince. Now, Saha the Prince is starting to start getting his respect due, but man, for years he's been putting out music, and it's been music that everybody can tune to and listen to. So I'm definitely gonna have to put him on a list as an artist that's highly respected and but highly underrated, man. And there's tons of other artists that are definitely coming to mind when I'm thinking about this list, and I had to definitely compile them. And when I do my regular list, I'm definitely gonna be more centered into the artists that I could think of, because when you're doing it off the top, it's so many rappers that come to mind, but you forget, right? You could listen to people like from back in the day, early 90s, Mike Geronimo, artists that got highly didn't get a lot of respect due, but was one of the dopest artists at that time, right? You could even look at groups like the Lost Boys, like that were killing it, Onyx, another groups like that were killing it but didn't get the respect they do because there was so many other artists that was coming out during that same time, and they might have not been given like definitely a sound that could everybody love, but it was only for a short period of time. Another group, the group is highly respected, but one of the artists out the group doesn't get the respect, in my opinion, that he deserves and is hot and is underrated on his own right, and it's none other than the Wu. But coming from the Wu is your boy Inspector Deck. Now, Inspector Deck, listen, all the artists that came out of the Wu that put out albums, you could say were classics, right? You could say the Meth first album, Takao, was a classic. You could look at, you know, the Genius, the first album, Liquid Swords, was a classic. Even like Iron Man with Ghostface, classic. Only Built for Cuba Links, the Purple Tape by Ray, classic, right? The whole Wu, right? Dave's first album, Into the Wu, classic. But when you think about Inspect the Deck, man, Inspect the Deck does not get the respect that he deserves because he's just overshadowed by so many different dope artists. But when you listen to him, the Rebel INS, he puts bars in, man. One of the most quotable lines he has is, "I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how we drop in these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robberies." That is who Inspect the Deck is, bro. One of the hardest rappers that has come out, definitely has put his time in, but does not get the respect that he deserved, but put out a lot of classic albums. One of the another artists, and now that I'm thinking about this list, I'm getting more into tuned into the artists that definitely gonna make the list. And one of the artists, one of my favorite artists, bro, he's so respected but highly underrated, is none other than your boy Skyzoo. Man, Skyzoo has been putting out mixtapes forever. Dude does not miss. Every one of those mixtapes is tough. You get a chance, definitely listen to Skyzoo. One of the most lyrical, I guess you want to say, not so lyrical, but bar for bar can stand with anybody. And this is who Skyzoo is to me. When you get a chance, definitely go listen to his mixtapes, listen to his music coming out of that Brooklyn sound. Bro, Skyzoo is definitely an artist that had to make the list. Yo, and there's tons of other artists, man, but this is just my quick viewpoint on the most highly rated but highly respected but highly underrated artists. And this is actually gonna be the last podcast of the year, yo. I'm so glad that, yo, everybody tuned in with me. If you've been listening to me, my podcast, listen, I started out, a lot of people were telling me, "Jay, do a podcast," and I did it, right? When I think I'm on week 33, but I really respected all everybody that's come and been rocking out, listening to these podcasts this due time. We're going to the next year, more focus. I've learned a lot about this podcast and things, so definitely going to be giving y'all more topics that's coming to mind about this hip-hop game. If you ever out in the area, the D.C. area, you want to check out some of my shows. I do events out there, so want a few some of the rhythm and poetry events, definitely can check it out. And everything's gonna be centered around hip-hop, the classic essence of real hip-hop. For all y'all out here, say, "What's real hip-hop, man?" If you gotta ask the question, you ain't listening to real hip-hop. So definitely, man, I'm glad that you got to check out this podcast, my last one of the year. And yo, as always, man, if you have any questions, any topics you want me to talk about, I can break down facts about hip-hop, definitely give me a shot. This was a quick list on the most highly respected but highly underrated rappers, but there's gonna be a lot more, so definitely when you get a chance, go listen to any of my past ones, man. And as always, man, enjoy life, live life, live right, and check out the next podcast. Peace.